Welcome to Blondie and the Brit, Writing, Publishing, and Beyond. You can find our show notes and more information about our podcast at blondieandbrit.com. That's BLONDIEANDBRIT.com. Welcome to Blondie and the Brit podcast. I am Blondie, KJ Waters.
And I'm Suzanne Cowman, I'm the Brit.
And together we're Blondie and the Brit.
Yay!
Woohoo! I am the author of Stealing Time.
And I'm the author of the Rejected Writers Book Club.
This episode is brought to you by Susan Spann, the author of The Ninja's Daughter, a mystery novel set in 16th century Japan. When an actor's daughter is murdered on the banks of Kyoto's Kamo River, Master Ninja Hiro Hattori and Portuguese Jesuit Father Mateo are the victim's only hope for justice. Kirkus calls The Ninja's Daughter a nicely balanced combination of mystery, political machinations, and Japanese customs, and the New York Times bestselling author Lisa Brackman called it a compelling mystery powered by political intrigue and cultural conflicts. Available in paperback and ebook on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Today we welcome Dave Perlmutter back to the program. Dave joined us a year ago for our debut podcast, and we wanted to circle back and share some big news. Since we spoke last, Dave has published 5 more books, bringing him to a total of 8, and was just picked up by London publisher Austin McCauley, with his book being released today. Since we've known Dave, his first book, Wrong Place, Wrong Time, has been on the top of one chart or another around the world. Welcome, Dave.
Hello, how are you?
Doing good. You're so calm now after the...
We had kind of a raucous beginning, and now he's all like calm.
He's all prim and proper. Did you button your shirt up now? You have to like be a...
No, I've actually taken it off.
Okay.
It's so hot. No, it's very humid in the UK at the moment.
Oh, it's hot down in Washington as well.
How are you doing?
And in the UK, when it gets hot, it's awful. It's like we're in a greenhouse.
Yeah, you guys crack me up because I live somewhere where your version of hot doesn't even qualify as hot. That's like a
cold. Well, we don't have air conditioning in England, so you've just got a fan and
Well, okay.
You've got the newspaper to fan yourself with, you know?
Indeed, that's another slang. Indeed.
Oh, no. This is going to be an interesting podcast. I have to warn you guys, Dave is in rare form. Maybe this is constant form. I don't know, but he's entertained us quite thoroughly already. Tell us about, you just got picked up by a publisher, Austin McCauley. Tell us how they found you and what it's like being picked up by a publisher after so long being an indie author.
Okay, it all started by doing a book form once upon a time. Now, it all started at the London Book Fair.
We saw pictures of you at Facebook.
Yes, you toasted me at the London Book Fair with Ray Burke.
You just were rocking that place.
Hey, well, do you know what? I mean, I could talk about it. And in fact... Today, I did an update on a blog I did on it when I did visit there in April, just to say what's happened. And it was amazing 3 days. And Jax Thomas, is actually the director of London Book Fair. And I tweeted her and emailed her what I did about the blog. And the bit what she loved was, when I put it, was the best 36 quid I've ever spent as an author. Because we authors don't have money until we're... huge, like, you know, 50 Shades and all the Hawking and so forth. And £36, quite a lot of money. But for the 3 days I was there, it was just fantastic.
So is that where you found did you pitch an agent there or something, or pitch the publisher? How did that work?
Well, what I did was, Julie, my girlfriend, who was also my editor and co-author and so forth, everything really, she did a...
And she does the wash it up.
And she does the wash.
Yes, it's called a dishwasher. And and that's at her house. No, but she does everything for me regarding books, and she's in marketing. And she did a press release, and it had all my details of Wrong Place, Wrong Time, and all my other books, and the amount of followers I got on Twitter, blah, blah, just building me up. And I had about 150, 200 of them coloured. She printed them off, going to the work. And I just spent 3 days putting them on publishing stands and just give them out, leaving on coffee tables. And
you were
just...
cheeky marketing.
Yes, he was cheeky marketing.
Yeah, without cheeky marketing, leave them in people's toilets.
Oh, I did that. Believe you me, you know what I did. I took a photo of it. when men, you know, men have to stand up and this and whatever.
Yes.
But when they're in the urinals, and they're looking ahead of them, I stuck them up.
Suzanne called that one. Oh, my God.
That's what I just have. I didn't use any toilet paper, but that is what I did.
And that's
what. And also, I met, and it was the first time I met people who came up to me. Now I've got people who will Garrett works on my blog post have come up to me. And go, as we were talking, go, we should follow each other on Twitter. Oh, David, I'm already following you. This other person came up to me and said, because you have a name tag on. Oh. I'm following you. Or someone else came up to me and said, I've got your books on my Kindle. And it was really,
that's cool.
And I recognise you. And even one famous author called Mel Sherrett, she is prolific in writing. She's got like 4 books in the top 100. And she did an Amazon Speak thing with Mark Dawson, another prolific writer. And even she'd go, when I went up to her, she'd go, don't worry, I recognise you because we have a mutual friend. So to being recognised was amazing. And going back to your question, how I got picked up was about a month later, I had an email from Austin McCauley saying, we've received your press release, or we had it from the London Book Fair, and we want to, can you send us 3 continuous chapters of that particular book, One Place, One Time? So I sent them 3 chapters, then I didn't hear anything. And then they sent another email and said, look, our editors are really impressed. Can you send us the whole manuscript? Which I did. I didn't hear anything. And then one Saturday, we were at a family do. It's called a bar mitzvah. You know, have you heard of a bar mitzvah?
Of course, yeah.
Of course you would have done. Of course, what I'm talking about. And and so from going to the synagogue, it was my nephew, and I did put this in a blog post today, and then going to the party where it's being held was literally 5 minutes walk from where my flat is. So I went back to my flat, and there was an envelope there, an A4 envelope, and that is where the contract from Austin McCauley was. It was within that envelope, and it was all down to the London Book Fair and traipsing round for 3 days non-stop at the London.
Wow!
Very cool.
And that's how I got it.
I love that. What a great story! And it just shows that pays off. Just doing all that work, and you, let's be fair, you deserve it. I mean, you don't start marketing. You are like a marketing God. So I'm glad that it's paid off for you, because you've worked really hard to achieve that.
Yeah, I mean, I was there last year and it was new to me. So it was very good last year, but I thought, and really from last April to this April, I've published more books and getting my name more around. And it's been going for like 4 years, you know, 3 or 4 years. And it's been a long slog. And people may look at my marketing and think, like on Twitter, because I do think Twitter is, for me, it is a number one out of them all. That's for me personally. And people think, my God, every 15 minutes, every half an hour. But I do promote other people as well. And that is really important. I think the support which like we all give is it's phenomenal, really. And I've never done a tweet saying, buy my book. I would never do that. Absolutely not.
All right, so Dave, now
no, we don't do that either. No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, we've got. I think we all have similar strategies. Now, listen.
Yes.
Now that you're picked up by them, how is this marketing machine that you have? Is that going to change now that you're with this publisher? Do they have any like requirements or restrictions or things additionally that they want you to do?
Well, we've discussed it. We are going to have another meeting on a monthly basis. I've told them I market, I promote, and I will be doing that. When the book comes out, I've got book signings arranged. So I'll be reading a chapter from the book, and the books are going to be in. I mean, I used to, as you know, I've been to Tesco's, and which is a supermarket here, which Suzanne would know, and I've put my book there. It's not been on their shelves, taking the photos, bit of cheeky marketing, as you know, but it's going to be on there for real. It's going to be on.
Oh,
that's the same. You're going to make it really happen. You know, when it is on your shelves, I want you to take a picture.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe you may.
I can't wait. I love that.
That is cool.
Hey, you know what? I meant to ask you, when they actually looked at you, the publishers looked at you, how much did they take in the marketing that you were doing? Did that actually sway them towards the decision to pick you up?
To be honest with you, Possibly not. You know, I went for a meeting with them in London, and we met this guy. His name is Walter. Nice chap. But I went with Julie, because she is like the agent for me in PR, and she's the one, and she's actually says to them, you know, you need David, because, you know, I've got 30,000 more followers than them on Twitter. And, you know, you need him because he is going to promote you big time as well. I'm not saying I'm the, you know, not one person is bigger than a company, but I've done a lot of research about Austin McCauley, and a great company. But she said, you know, with this book, the way it's been self-published, it has been number one in certain categories, you know, Australia, Spain, America, the UK. He's like not a big, I don't want to pat myself on the back. This is Julie's word, like a big fish, do you know what I mean? And so regarding marketing, I will continue doing what I do, and, you know, they will continue doing what they do. I'll be on their the website, the banner website. They'll be speaking to, obviously, Waterstones and Smiths and Morrisons and Sainsbury's, and my book will be on there. But what is really exciting is that they will be speaking to, and I've forgotten the name of the company, it's the biggest distributor in America.
Is it Ingram?
No, Ingram distributor. I've got it.
Yeah, Ingram.
So they've been in contact with them. And what normally happens, which is quite interesting, is once the book is out in the UK, it takes 6 months for it to go to America. But they are going to get it done beforehand because they can see the potential in this book. So it comes out on the 30th of September tomorrow. And if it flies off the bookshelves, then it would be in America well before the 6 months.
Well, good. And I know it will, because it's you. I mean, come on.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you worked hard. You deserve everything you've got, Dave.
I am excited about it. It is going to be, I will personally make sure it's huge, because I will do a lot of book signings and obviously continue with the marketing and so forth.
Yeah. I have no doubt it'll be here. I will be walking into my Barnes & Noble, and there it will be. And I hope that you will be sitting.
Yeah, and if we see it, we'll take pictures of it for you.
Yes, but I want to see you at the little desk there waiting to sign my copy for me. That's what I would like. Come out here to Dirtfield, Dave.
Well, Dirtfield, that's a very interesting name.
Doesn't that sound romantic? Doesn't that make you want to come here really bad?
That really does make you want to come. And the thing is, do you know what really gives me so much, and this should give everybody so much inspiration? You know, Paula Hawkins, obviously, the girl on the train.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
All right. That book, it's got about 11,000 reviews in the UK, and it's got 40-odd thousand in America. And it's sort of, it's a Marmite book as well. Most, you cannot please everybody. And a lot of people put ones negative stars, because I think a lot of people are a bit jealous as well, to be quite frank.
Yeah, people do stupid things.
And that's my personal opinion. And I look on the inspiration of that one book. Since it's been published, and it's going to be a film, as you know, she's made like over $7.5 million.
Wow.
Book.
This is your future. Will you still talk to us, Dave, when you're rich and famous?
We're going to have big parties together.
You'll invite us over. Okay.
He's going to invite us to his yacht so that we can.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Someone actually put on LinkedIn, someone put a picture of a yacht on LinkedIn. And I said, I want one. And she replied, why, have you got one already? I said, yes, it's a model on my fireplace.
Oh, God.
Actually, I haven't got a fireplace. It's a shelf.
It's a shelf. You're so dramatizing your fireplace. That's crazy.
I was. I love an open fire.
Not even to mention the yacht. Oh, my God. You're so funny. Okay, so that brings up a very good point. You've been talking about for a while that you want this book made into a movie. So when's that going to happen? Obviously, if you're going to be as big as the girl on the train, you're going to have a movie as well.
Oh, I'm not as big as the girl on the train. Have you seen her recently? No.
You're so bad.
No, that's terrible. There's a couple of people. There was this one company who are actually based in LA and actually based in Marbella. And they said, right, we want to do this film. We had meetings with them and everything like that. The thing is, Austin McCauley also has direct access to film companies and producers and directors. And they said, look, can you just put that on hold, because we want to see how we can do it. And to be quite honest with you, with Austin McCauley, I will be getting a far higher percentage of any monies received than if I went with the other company. Right. So well, I'm pleased I held off for a bit.
Yeah, that's good, actually. And the process is so long, as Suzanne can attest to, that you know, there's, as long as you have a sign.
You're a screenwriter, aren't you?
And, and a producer.
And a producer. So can't you help me, woman? Come on.
Wow, seriously, I mean, it's just, it just takes a really long time. I mean, that, because you have to raise the money. So it's like, no matter what it is, you can be like, okay, so here's my, this is always my story that I tell people. Who is the woman who was on the Titanic? What was her name?
Kate Winslet.
But Kate Winslet, when she was making her movie, she was making it with Leo DiCaprio. I think it was called, was it Revolutionary Road or something like that? It was
a movie.
The movie with the two of them together, and they were playing the married couple. I forget the name. Sorry, Kate.
It was Revolutionary Road.
It was Revolutionary Road. Okay. In that movie, obviously, she's got plenty of money. Like, she's not worried for a bit of money. Her husband was directing. Her best friend was playing her co-star.
Actor.
Yeah, in the show. It still took her 5 years to get that movie made. So when you see even the people that have got money, have got all their casts, have got everything in place, it still takes a long time because you need permits, you need rights, you need, it just takes a long time, Dave. So it's not, you know, just, it's good, but it just takes a while.
Yeah, no, I know. Nothing happens overnight, obviously.
No, I'm afraid not.
Yeah, it's a lot slower than the book world. Book world's just print copyrights. Yeah, You've got so many other factors, it sounds like. I don't know squat about it, but from what you just said, I'm going to make that inference. Okay, so Dave will have a movie out. I predict this within 6 years. That is my prediction. We'll come back to this podcast in 6 years, and I will be right. Just you guys see.
We still be podcasting.
I'll be 58, but hey, I hope
so. This podcast will still be here in 6 years because, as Suzanne always says, it's evergreen. Who knows where we'll be? We'll be on Dave's yacht, actually. That's my other prediction.
Sipping champagne.
What we're
doing. And caviar. Actually, I don't know about caviar. Probably prawn cocktail.
It's not good to sip caviar. It doesn't taste good that way.
Ew! Don't put it in your champagne. You'll ruin the champagne.
No. So actually, forget that. Just the champagne.
There you go. Yeah. We'll have finger sandwiches or something.
Finger sandwiches. Okay.
On your yacht.
Suzanne, you terrible. You are.
I didn't say anything. I'm just.
You didn't need to.
I'm innocent, I am.
Does that mean something? You guys have all these, like, weird...
I'm sorry. We'll just
half the things that we've spoken about are some terrible thing in England. What's going on? You'll have to translate for me later.
I will.
Oh, no! You guys. Okay. All right, so, Dave.
Yes.
You have an entire series of My Way books, and I just have to say I'm in two of them, and Suzanne is in at least one of them. Which is pretty exciting. So tell people what it is, what is this My Way thing, and what you have in the pipeline coming up.
Okay, My Way started off with my first book called My Way, and I changed it to My Way 1, W-O-N, to try to be a little bit funny. And that's how I marketed Wrong Place, Wrong Time. My Way 2 is that book's got more images in it, and that's where you guys are featured.
Yay, Blondie and the Brit.
You are. Pictures
and all. There's pictures of us, though. It's nice.
Yeah.
Pictures and all worldwide. And actually, if you Google my name, if you probably Google your name, you will see. When I sometimes, we all Google our name. Come on. We do. And sometimes, do I? Do you? Or is it only me?
I have to Google my name to see what's out there and make sure nothing weird's out there.
Yeah, same.
You do. KJ?
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently there's somebody called KJ who publishes all these things about water dynamics. So I keep seeing their stuff. I'm like, hey, I need to be more famous than you.
So yeah, so My Way 2. Then My Way 3, which is F-R-R-E-E, is about trending on Twitter. So how I use what's trending anywhere in the world, the UK, wherever, how to promote my books, or I try just to be a little bit funny with the trends. I mean, I do put things up there on a daily basis, and they do get retweeted quite a lot and so forth. Yeah. And that book's actually free on my website, so you could always go to www.davidpperlmutter.com and check out that book.
Bunch of cheeky marketing in that book as well.
There is cheeky marketing. It's all about being cheeky. Thing. Listen, it's no good being, you know, I like to think outside the box. Really?
Yeah, you do.
I think it's very. Or I try to think outside the box, and I hope my marketing comes across that way.
I was going to say, yeah, right out the box into the urinals.
well, exactly. I peed in a box once.
No, we don't need to hear everything, Dave.
I'm joking. I didn't. Honestly, edit that bit out.
We need to buy him a filter, Suzanne.
Why? It's so much fun. Keep going.
So my wave four is called my wave four with the F-O-U-R, called May the Force Be With You. And that actually is all about sci-fi authors. And it has 13 of, actually, no, it doesn't have to. It has 12 of the top authors plus KJ. No, I'm only joking.
Oh, burn! I don't know how to do that. Come on. So mean.
I love, you know, your book in it is actually the first chapter of my book, Wrong Place, Wrong Time. So my way for it, it features 13 top science fiction authors, and in that you get a free chapter, you get a link to their book cover, plus also you get a question and answer, a Q&A, which is interesting to find out how, why they started writing sci-fi, what else do they write, and so forth. And in fact, in all my books leading from there, you've got my way four, then my way five is called My Way Five About Life, and that came out to coincide with Mental Health Awareness Week, and it has 21 authors, bloggers, or just normal people talking about their life experiences, from close to suicide, depression, anxiety, mental health. And some of the stories are very heartwarming, very emotional, and I had tears in my eyes actually when I was reading them. They're incredible. Then My Way Six is Sex for the Beach. It has a number of authors who, some of them you know, who have sent in a chapter of their book of erotic. Yeah, that brought tears in my eyes as well, actually.
But in a different way, maybe.
You know, very good. My Way Seven, I'm doing at the moment, and that is going to be called My Way Seven Heaven. And it's people who write about religion, faith, spiritualist, and Buddhism, and so forth.
Oh, cool.
I'm planning that at the moment.
You went from sex to Buddhism. That was a big jump.
I know. But
It was a huge, huge jump, actually.
Oh, wow.
And we just bounced over there to that to the religion. But My Way Eight, which will come out in February, because it's going to do with food, but it's called My Way Eight.
Oh.
A-T.
That's
good. But it's got to do with not just about food, but things regarding the health thing about food, like anorexia and bulimia, and, you know, people have their obsessions with food and gluten-free. Because my brother, Gary, he has a
gluten intolerant.
That's the one. Well done. Thank you. And you can co-author it with me. And
She just did.
One word. Yeah.
You can use that word if you like.
Yes. She'll even gift it to you.
I won't even take any of your commission on that one.
And so that's my way eight. My way nine, I'm doing two. It's going to be about fiction crime writing, okay?
Ooh.
So in England, it's going to be called My Way Nine Crime 999.
Ah.
And in the US, it will be called My Way Crime 911.
Oh,
yeah.
Clever. I love all your little titles.
Two incomes, hopefully. Now, what I will do, I will have only UK authors in the UK book. And I'm thinking this up as I go. I'm thinking that. I'm making a note of that. 999 UK authors and 911 only US authors, you see.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And My Way 10, just like this podcast, will be back to me again. It'll be My Way 10, me again, and it'll just go through exactly what I've been doing since My Way 1 started.
Oh, that's good. And the things you've learned, maybe things that have changed, is it like a marketing kind of book?
You learn every day.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And maybe even you could put in some things about like how being traditionally published, the things that you've done differently, maybe you have, you know, I don't know what it would be, but
there'll be insights at that point.
Yeah, and then My Way 11 will be about your movie, right?
Well, that'd be amazing. These ones, 999 and 8, is going to be for next year, really. So I'm writing another book, and I don't know about you, but at the moment, my writing, I'm not reading a great deal. This sounds terrible, because I'm up most of the night doing marketing. That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
And I'm reading your book, KJ. I'm doing my thing and obviously going out and enjoying myself and Julie and so forth. So I'm not reading a great deal. And my writing has been, I've had a bit of an, I think you really need to get into such a mood to write. But I've started again to today, but it's been a bit difficult with everything which has been going on.
Yeah, you've had a lot going on. And then with these, you're putting books out all the time, but it isn't your writing necessarily, so it is different.
Well, it's not. It makes it a lot easier because actually there is editing to do, which Julie does, and there's, I have to plan it, and I do an introduction to each author. But the author, with their chapter and with their question and answers, it's actually sort of 70% done. But I'm writing another book about life. And, you know, when you do write things about what's happened in your life, and you think, my God, did that really happen? It did.
Wow.
Yeah, same place, same time, whatever it's called.
Five weeks is free, by the way.
Ooh. Till when?
Until tomorrow. Obviously, if they're going to edit.
It's going to be too late.
I'm just telling you two off the cuff now.
Oh, okay.
Go to Amazon and get 5 weeks. And that's about my trip to America.
Yes. I'm excited for that book. I don't know. Something about that book makes me really want to read it. I think I might have
to. It's about my trip to Altoona. Yeah. I was offered a job with Olin Mills, you know, the portrait company.
Yeah.
And I went to Pennsylvania and stayed in Altoona for 5 weeks. Oh, my God, you think wrong place, wrong time? This one, though, I was innocent. It was to do with my boss at the time, who was an alcoholic. He was a cocaine addict. And the story just went. For 5 weeks, it was like a whirlwind, but it is, people have actually said they preferred it to Wrong Place, Wrong Time.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So I want to see that one on bookshelves very soon.
Is the publisher looking at that one as well?
They will be looking at that one, yes.
Good, yeah, and now you have to write another one, so you've got a whole bunch to give them.
A trilogy.
Yeah. Come to Dirtville, and then we'll make a story for you to write. We'll torment you in some terrible way with cows.
We'll lock you up in the basement.
Well, I'm writing.
I'm cut like, off your feet.
But that one's going to be better than 50 Shades.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Well, you read all of our books. That's what I'll do.
I'm writing one at the moment when it's about a year of my life when I lived in, just before I left to go to Portugal, when I lived in a place called Tufnell Park, London. And I'm only about 4,000 or 5,000 words into that. And I've written down all the bullet points of what actually happened, and I can't put this out. I really can't.
That makes me want to read that one too.
You live once, do you know what I mean? And I think, hey, if I'm remembered for being an ass, I'm remembered for being an ass. At least I'll be remembered.
They'll at least remember you.
It's true.
Oh, we do like your little ass. Let's keep going.
It's a cute, hairy one. But, I don't know, there'll be nothing left of this because everything's going to be edited.
I know, I'm just thinking of what a freaking nightmare this editing is going to be.
It's going to be, goodbye, David.
Finger sandwiches in the middle somewhere and be like, what, wait. you better.
No, stop. Don't go on, no. Stop right there.
Let's do the lightning round, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. He's scared of me
that
now.
That was the shortest answer so far, go ahead.
The lightning round.
Yeah, we're going to do a lightning round on you.
Okay, what is your... Are you ready? What is your favourite band or artist?
Artist, I would say George Michael. He only lived down the road. Favourite? Oh, there's so many. I saw Duran Duran. It's really, I'm such a romantic of the 80s. Such a girl. George Michael and the band. Oh, current band, I would say... Oh, Coldplay, go on.
There you go.
Alright, if I'm looking at the UK, I'm in the middle, left coast, or right, probably the right coast.
Right coast, why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's, the weather's better on the right
there
than the left.
There you go.
It's true.
What a load of trollops.
Oh, you're talking about the cow tipping again, aren't you?
Yeah.
Alright, what is your favourite writing spot? God, we shut him up, Suzanne. He won't shut up for the whole interview.
in the kitchen overlooking a garden at the moment.
That what you're doing? That's nice. You got a table and everything set up that way?
It's not my place. It's Judy's place.
Oh, okay.
Is that where you write, though? Where do you actually write?
Well, we're in my flat, on my sofa, or if I'm sitting outside. But the problem is, when the sun's there, you can't see.
Yeah, it's hard. I know.
Street.
Trying to write by the pool.
Got to come up with an invention that you can.
You've got to, haven't I? I totally agree with you on that. That's my one big, like, we need an invention so we can write outside people.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I want a waterproof one so I can write in my hot tub. Please.
There you go.
Please. One that I can afford. Okay, are you a pantser or a plotter?
Am I a pantser or what?
Plotter. Like, this probably means something that. Horrible in England.
I do, but I don't.
It means, do you write by the seat of your pants, or do you plot everything up? I think I know, given...
I write by...
He's a kite, he writes by...
He's a kite.
I'm a seat on my pants girl.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a seat on my pants girl. I'm a seat on my pants, comma, girl.
Punctuation is important, people.
Absolutely, yes.
Sorry. Okay, Dave. I'm actually really curious about this one. If you could be transported back in time, where would you go?
Would I go? Yeah.
Would you go? Where would you go?
Oh, would I go? Do you know what? In the era, I love Mad Men. I love that program.
Oh, yeah.
Because of it was free and easy. I love, you know, they can drink, you can smoke without someone saying, don't drink or don't smoke. You can... There was no social media, and the clothes were, I love the suits the guys wore. I love.
Are you talking towards the beginning of that in the 50s? Because it kind of went through a couple of eras, didn't it?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the
50s? The 50s. Loved it.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
And I love the cars in them as well.
Yeah, good point. All right, if you had a superpower, what would you want it to be?
I'd be invisible.
Invisible. And what would you do with this superpower?
I would... I can't say that.
I was afraid it was going to go there. Okay.
I just kind of sat on the edge of our seat.
I know. Like, what's he going to say now? I don't know. Who or what inspires you?
Do you know what inspires me?
Tell me.
People who actually write fiction books, because my books are sort of true, so it's what's happened. People who, authors who put a plot together, make it up, and it comes into a really gripping story. I think that is just amazing. It really is amazing. Obviously, my family inspired me. My kids make me feel inspired. And I think it's yourself as well. You know, everyone who does something has to give them a pat on the back, personally.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, writing a book is not easy.
No.
Marketing a book is not easy. And I think, you know, people can do anything they want. And if someone is, you know, this guy who's 78, he's a therapist, he wants me to market his books. He's 78 years old. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's still working. My mum is 81. I'm at her place at the moment. She wanted to say hello to be home to. She works 3 days a week. She's 81.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Wow. You know?
Yeah, you're inspired by a lot of things. Okay, yeah. Which book do you wish you had written?
Well, the most gross-selling book of all time, really.
Which the Bible?
The Bible.
Exactly.
That would be an interesting Bible. I think I might even buy that one.
The Bible
according to Dave.
The Bible my way, yeah.
Bible my way.
Oh my God. To be honest with you, I'm sure I've sinned those many sins. In the Jewish religion, as you know, you fast for 24 hours per year, and everyone tells me, Dave, you've got to do it for a year straight on. That's a really good question, actually. What book do I? Oh my God, I'll come back to you in a minute. Dictionary.
What the hell? Oh my God. Okay.
The dictionary.
The dictionary.
Why would you want to bring the dictionary?
Because number one, it's full of words and meanings. Because I always, when I'm writing and I look at a word, I see that, can I put a better word in there? Do you know what I mean? I always look at that. And the dictionary, it's been updated all the time. They have words in there which you wouldn't even think they would have, but it's being updated all the time, you see. So it goes back in time many centuries, but it's also modern.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's very kind of philosophical.
It is.
It's got that word in it, and I would not be able to spell that word.
You're going to have to start spelling that one. I think it's a PH, isn't
it's S.
No. There you go, you see.
No. Okay, so what is your favorite writing or author moment so far?
Well, apart from getting the contract, obviously.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Apart from, do you know what's been brilliant? It's been really, really good. I've rewritten, revised, and edited the first few chapters of Wrong Place, Wrong Time. Because since I've been writing and reading, we always improve, obviously. And when I first wrote that, the first four or five chapters, I wasn't happy with it. I didn't come across as a really nice chat, cocky and that sort of thing. I wanted to tone it down a bit. And so it's been rewritten. And the beginning of it is more punchier, to grab people. It's still the same story, but I've just jigged it around a bit. And that is what's going to be in the hardback and paperback and in the new Kindle version.
Ah, that's good.
So that's been nice. But what I think is great as an author is receiving reviews, you know?
Yeah.
That is knowing that someone at the moment, ladies, is reading your book. Your books. Someone is reading your books. And then they're going to put a review on. And yeah, I've had 1-star reviews and 2 because of the nature of what happened in Wrong Place, Wrong Time. And people saying, David, you're this and you're that. But when you receive a 4 or 5-star, when you get that 5-star, it's such an amazing moment.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. It's true.
You know, when you see that you got a review, and you scroll down thinking, God, let it be. I reckon Amazon, do you know what Amazon should do? And I had a chat with someone from Amazon at London Book Fair. Because we don't know when we get a review, do we?
No.
They should. As soon as you get a review, I know it would be a lot of work. They should email the author and say, you've just got a new review.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And then maybe you could set it for just 4 and 5-star reviews.
Yeah, don't tell me about the bad stuff.
That would be kind of cool. So you'd get just happiness coming to your inbox.
Yeah.
Exactly. They should do that because the only time we know if we got reviews, if we go onto our Amazon page.
Okay, so I have one last question for you, Dave. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the thing you wish you'd been told about being a writer?
Oh, my God. I wish I'd been told about being a writer. I wish I would have told that I should have started it 25 years ago.
Oh, that's good. Would you have listened to yourself?
Or would you have had a story to tell? Because yours are true stories.
Yeah, they would have done because it goes back. But also, do you know why I wish they had 25? If they had social media 25 years ago, I would be a wealthy guru by now.
Yeah.
I think because we didn't have it when we were 25 years ago. We didn't have it. No. The web is 25 years old now the other day, or 20 years old.
Sorry.
We never had anything like what kids have got today. So can you imagine if we had it 25 years ago, marketing and so forth. But I know you've got to go with the times. I know it's irrelevant, but...
Well, that's a good thing, though, like, to have started early. You could have written your book earlier and could have, you know, pursued the writing career at an earlier
stage. Yeah, I think it doesn't matter what age you are. There's people, do you know what inspires me as well? When there's actors who are still acting at 70 and 80, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, and they're doing that. So why not? We can still write and do this and do that, can't we?
Yeah.
You're not here until you're not here. Make the most of it while you are.
There you go. That sounds good. Well, this has been a whole bunch of fun, Dave. Thank you for coming on this is the anniversary of our podcast, so it's a delight to have you back on our program.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for the invite.
You're very welcome.
It was the politest, quietest way that you were.
Incredible talking to you once again. It's given me so much joy and laughter.
We're good. Same here. You have brightened up our day. It's been a lot of fun.
I know. You've got a whole day. It's 20 to 7 here.
Aha. We've got more day left. Thank you for joining us today on Blondie and the Brit. Next week, we will continue our awards show. These are the best tips we've gathered throughout the year of interviewing authors. And next week, we will have the most helpful writing process, the most inspired storytelling, and our best professional publishing tips. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll catch you next time. You can find our show notes and more information about our podcast at blondieandbrit.com. That's BLONDIEANDBRIT.com.